UK mom says she killed pedophile neighbor because he abused her 12-year-old son. The Aegis Alliance. A woman in the United Kingdom that had been found guilty of a deadly stabbing against her nearby neighbor after she discovered he was a pedophile has apparently disclosed that her young son was among the sick pervert's victims. A 38-year-old single mother with five children named Sarah Sands killed age 77 Michael Pleasted at his Eastern London condo weeks after she found out he had abused young child boys. She was convicted in 2015 of manslaughter that was due to her having lost control and served a 3.5-year prison sentence. However, a judge later ruled the sentence was unduly lenient and extended it to 7.5 years. At her trial, it surfaced that Pleasted had been convicted of sex crimes 24 times going back more than 3 decades. "I did what any mother would do because he did this to my son Bradley, my little boy." Sarah Sands, that spent nearly 4 years in prison prior to her release, informed the Sun. "I never dreamt I'd be capable. I have no pride in it, but at least I know he can't hurt anyone else. I'm not a bad person, but I know I did a bad thing. I've never denied that and I've been punished." Sands pointed out, "I'd never kill again. I don't see myself as a murderer, but I don't regret what I did. I was a mom desperate to protect my children." Sands carried on. She at that point recollected what led up to the deadly stabbing. "I remember picking up a knife and I went to Mix. I wanted to persuade him to plead guilty so Bradley would not have to testify." Sarah Sands stated, "Mick opened the door and smirked. He was cocky and abrupt. He wouldn't listen to me. He was cold. A different man to the one who'd been my friendly neighbor." Sands claimed, "I poked him in his front with the knife and he grabbed me. I lost control. I couldn't let anyone else get hurt. Somebody had to protect people." She stated, including that her alerts she gave regarding the nearby neighbor to cops, social services, and also real estate authorities failed. "Nobody recognized Pleasted's unlawful past due to the fact that he had changed his name and his criminal activities that came before the sex offenders list," the Sun reported. "I had no idea who he really was. How could I? He had lied and changed his name so he could attack kids." Sarah Sands informed the Sun. Michael Pleasted offered her 12-year-old boy at the time a job in 2014 working for the store where he had been volunteering, Sands stated, who presumed it'd be a great way for her son Bradley to make some money. "Mick was a role model. I'd take him meals and we'd chat. I had no reason not to trust him. I thought Bradley was safe," she said to the Sun. But Sands' child quickly started to lose his interest in the job. Then weeks later on she found out that Pleasted had actually been implicated in molesting 2 children. "I knew the boys. I didn't doubt a word they said. It was awful. They were 12, so young," Sands mentioned to the Sun. Bradley said nothing had happened to him but he had to give a video statement to the police because he had worked with Mick. In November of 2014, Bradley told his mother, Sands, that Pleasted had abused him. "I found him pulling out his hair, rocking, shaking, and crying. He kept saying, 'I should have told you before. That could have stopped him getting those younger boys.'" Sands stated, "He was attacked at the shop and his house. I felt sick and heartbroken." Bradley is currently 19 years old, and he informed the Sun that he was too embarrassed to say anything at first. "At the time, I didn't want to get into trouble but I was having nightmares Mick would come after me." He mentioned, "I begged them to re-arrest Mick. He was back on the estate like nothing had happened and because he'd pleaded not guilty his victims, including my son, would be made to testify." Sarah Sands pointed out, she at that point made a decision to take the matter into her own hands. "I drank 2 bottles of wine, returned to my old flat, and knelt on the floor holding a photo of the kids, screaming. I hadn't been able to cry before. Bradley was always around," she told the Sun. "The guilt I felt for not protecting him overwhelmed me. That is when I picked up the knife and went to Mix," Sarah Sands said. Sarah Sands fatally stabbed Michael Pleasted 8 times using a 12-inch long home kitchen knife and also said to the cops, "Who houses a F. King pedophile on an estate?" Sarah Sands was reunited with her loved ones in August of 2018. She is currently writing a book titled, Loss of Control. Jeffrey Childers, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.